Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Zovchin reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Jensen scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is hit by the pitch. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Zobchin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dropo for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moss takes first base on ball 4. George Kell pinch hits for Bob Keegan. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Papai now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Papai covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing third base. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Moss reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Les Moss. Ron Northey pinch hits for Maury Martin. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Bird now pitching. Earl Batty now catching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Zobchin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive towards the mound. Bird reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidwesser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Breidwesser reaches second base with a double. Niemann moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann scores. One out. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Earl Batty. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.